A pledge for a worthless man is a worthless pledge indeed. What if he slips out of his chains, his debts as well? How could I shackle you while all the gods look on? But the god of earthquakes reassured the smith. Look, Hephaestus, if Ares scuttles off and away, squirming out of his debt, I'll pay the fine myself. And the famous crippled smith complied at last. Now there's an offer I really can't refuse. With all his force, the god of fire loosed the chains, and the two lovers, free of the bonds that overwhelmed them so, sprang up and away at once, and the war god sped to Thrace, while Love with her telltale laughter sped to Paphos, Cyprus Isle, where her grove and scented altar stand. There the Graces bathed and anointed her with oil, ambrosial oil, the bloom that clings to the gods who never die, and swathed her round in gowns to stop the heart, an ecstasy, a vision. That was the song the famous harper sang. And Odysseus relished every note as the islanders, the lords of the long oars and master mariners, rejoiced. Next the king asked Helios and Laodamas to dance, the two alone, since none could match that pair. So taking in hand a gleaming sea-blue ball, made by the craftsman Polybus, arching back, one prince would hurl it toward the shadowy clouds, as the other, leaping high into the air, would catch it, quickly, nimbly, before his feet hit ground again. Once they'd vied at throwing the ball straight up, they tossed it back and forth in a blur of hands as they danced across the earth that feeds us all, while boys around the ring stamped out the beat, and a splendid rhythmic drumming sound arose, and good Odysseus looked at his host, exclaiming, King Alcinous, shining among your island people, you boasted Phaeacia's dancers are the best. They prove your point. I watch and am amazed. His praises cheered the hallowed island king, who spoke at once to the master mariners around him. Hear me, my lords and captains of Phaeacia. Our guest is a man of real taste, I'd say. Come, let's give him the parting gifts a guest deserves. There are 12 peers of the realm who rule our land, 13 counting myself. Let each of us contribute a fresh cloak and shirt, and a bar of precious gold. Gather the gifts together, hurry, so our guest can have them all in hand when he goes to dine, his spirit filled with joy. As for Broadsea, let him make amends, man to man, with his words as well as gifts. His first remarks were hardly fit to hear. All assented and gave their own commands. Each noble sent a page to fetch his gifts. And Broadsea volunteered in turn, obliging, Great Alcinous, shining among our island people, of course I'll make amends to our new-found friend, as you request. I'll give the man this sword. It's solid bronze, and the hilt has silver studs, the sheath around it ivory, freshly carved. Here's a gift our guest will value highly. He placed the silver-studded sword in Odysseus's hands with a burst of warm words. Farewell, stranger, sir. If any remark of mine gave you offence, may storm winds snatch it up and sweep it off. May the gods grant you safe passage home to see your wife. You've been so far from loved ones, suffered so. Tactful Odysseus answered him in kind, and a warm farewell to you too, my friend. May the gods grant you good fortune. May you never miss this sword, this gift you give with such salutes. You've made amends in full. With that he slung the silver-studded sword across his shoulder. As the sun sank, his glittering gifts arrived, and proud heralds bore them into the hall, where sons of King Alcinous took them over, spread them out before their noble mother's feet, a grand array of gifts. The king in all his majesty led the rest of his peers inside, following in a file, and down they sat on rows of high-backed chairs. The king turned to the queen and urged her, Come, my dear, bring in an elegant chest, the best you have, and lay inside it a fresh cloak and shirt, your own gifts. Then heat a bronze cauldron over the fire, boil water, so once our guest has bathed and reviewed his gifts, all neatly stacked for sailing, gifts our Phaeacian lords have brought him now, he'll feast in peace and hear the harper's songs. and I will give him this gorgeous golden cup of mine, so he'll remember Alcinous all his days to come, when he pours libations out in his own house to Father Zeus and the other gods on high. And at that, Arete told her serving women, set a great three-legged cauldron.